Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christel, ek is aanvanklik van die Weskaap, Kaapse vlakte to be specific. And taxis are integral to the transport system there. I know here up in Gauteng and the rest of the country as well. But from my experience, I don't know how you get from a township in the Cape Flats to your job in Claremont or in the CBD or wherever if there are no taxis.
Yeah, no, you're spot on, but the challenge is not only are there no spot taxis at the moment, but other services. So you could potentially in some areas still catch a bus.
Yeah.
Those are also being jeopardized.
I was going to say, catch a bus if it hasn't been torched.
So that's the thing. Yeah, so My City Bus Services, which is the municipal service there, was suspended over the safety concerns. Golden Arrow is still trying to operate, but buses are being torched. Last week, one of their employees was already shot. And the related violence linked to the strike has just made the entire situation really untenable.
Take me back to the beginning quickly. Why are we on strike?
So that's a very good question. So there is a new system or dispensation with regards to traffic violations, where in the past taxis and other vehicles would be issued with fines, and the city of Cape Town has said that they've introduced a new system under which the taxis will be impounded, especially repeat offenders. So the taxis are angry in terms of they're saying it's minor issues, but they're impounding the taxis. It led to a dead point in talks, in that the city is saying they're not going to stop impounding vehicles over relatively minor vehicle violations, but it's accumulation of. The talks so far have not progressed well. This strike started last week. It will last at least until Wednesday, and we're not sure beyond that.
So Jordan Hill Lewis released a statement, which was then on Twitter, about the fact that Santaco and the city of Cape Town had come to a productive decision about how they were going to move forward. And then Santaco decided, okay, no, we have new demands, so we're not moving forward. We are going to put these demands on the table, and this is what you need to meet. And obviously, City of Cape Town is like, we're not going to be negotiating with a literal gun to our heads. Maar waar is die middelpunt dan nou?
Dit, en ook, weet, iemand het vandag vir my baie goeie vraag gevra. Hulle gesê, in terme van, moet ons nou bekommerd wees vir taxis en probleme in die noorde,
ja,
die in Gauteng en ander provinsies. En dit lyk vir my op die stadium, dit is 'n plaaslike aangeleentheid, maar die staking word ondersteun deur die nasionale Santaco-strukture. Maar dis nie dat ek dink ons nou daaroor hoef bekommerd te wees hier nie, want hier is daar's regtig 'n, soos jy met reg uitwys, daar's unieke omstandighede daar wat gelei het tot hierdie punt. Maar die probleem is, dis besig om te sprei.
Ja.
Daar's nou verslae in Nysna. There's already health facilities that can't be accessed,
yeah,
because no one can get there safely to work. There's reports of shopping malls being looted. So
yeah,
we spoke to Linda Marte, who's from the National NAC Joint Structure, about what are they doing to secure the area. And yes, national police are now involved in monitoring the situation, as well as the police's response and whether, you know, what else do we need to do to secure it.
Yeah, there's been other things around it as well, like, okay, you've got an issue with a new official ordinance that the city of Cape Town is going to do. We're going to go on strike. We're going to have an argument. Fine. That is in everyone's democratic right. That you can do. There are other issues that come with it, though, where you see things like local taxi associations going, oh, by the way, because we're on strike, don't do lift clubs for kids to school. If we see a vehicle with more than three people in it, you know, we're going to stop that. You've got no right to stop that. No,
yeah.
Welcome to strike. Welcome to do that. That is the way we do things. That's the way we accept. You cannot intimidate and prevent other people from doing what they need to do to get things done.
Yeah.
You cannot force people to not be at work until your issue gets resolved. You cannot use other people as the collateral in your negotiation.
And also, there's two people dead already.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, is that now I can't take a taxi, so now I never take a bus, but because there's no taxi, I want to take a My City or I want to take a Golden Arrow. Golden Arrow is being decimated by the fact that people are just getting on them and burning them as a response to this, or as an action as part of the taxi strike. Strike. Don't loot. Don't set things on fire, because it's only exacerbating the situation.
At the end of the day, yeah, my consideration always comes back to the people who need to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And people who are just, yeah, trying to get by and pay their bills like every one of us. I saw a post on social media about waitresses in Cape Town saying, can I change your meal to a takeaway because I just found a Lyft home that can get me there safely.
These are the things. Like, those are the issues.
And people are, meeste van ons wil net deur ons dag kom, ons ding doen, ons rekeninge betaal en
ons belasting betaal, ja, ons belasting om die land betaal, aan die gang te hou.
En soos jy met reg sê, Rob, weet mense kan nou nie dit doen nie as gevolg van ander mense se griewe.
Yeah.
And that's not okay.
Yeah, I'm sympathetic to everyone's issues always because South Africa is not an easy place. But honestly, I'm most sympathetic to the people being most troubled. Who are not involved in the process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, like, for me at the end of the day, it's the escalation to the violence that actually, for me, feels very unnecessary. Your punt word gehoor, jy hoef nie die hele plek af te brand nie.
Fingers crossed they're going to get what they say Wednesday.
Well, at this stage, it's running till Wednesday. We are trying. So last week, we spoke to this National Santaku Structures. Strangely, they're not answering our calls right now. We will keep trying them and to see how are we going to get past this point.
Okay. Fingers crossed this gets sorted out sooner rather than later and with as little violence as possible.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.